down to the City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. Perth's Mix 94.5.
This is a Mix 94.5 Skyworks shortcast. Have you ever heard of a shortcast before?
Well, it's like...
No, I haven't.
It's a podcast without all of our extra rambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a good podcast.
Yeah.
A good cast.
Yeah, exactly. A good cast, rather than a short cast. Pete, Matt and Kimber. And it's all in the fact that Australia Day is on its way, the Skyworks, but there's a whole heap of things that are happening. So these shortcasts, as well as the others you'll find on the listener app, are to help you with the information you need to know to make the most out of everything going on. And this is about the Australia Day Festival, because you might think to yourself, wow, Australia Day Skyworks, that's what's on. Well, you'd be wrong, because there's so much more going on.
Oh, there's like a week of events leading up to it. The supporting events, you could check out the Twilight Hawkers Market, which is awesome. It's on Friday, the 21st of January. These are all free too, so we should preface with that, because awesome. But from 4:30 to 9:30, you can hang out in Forest Place, and it's just a whole heap of food vendors, different varieties of food. Try something different, and it's vibey. I love it.
Well, you love it, but you have to make sure that you get in early, because Kimber will steal all of the okonomiyaki, won't you?
I do, because every year Clinton and my friend and I go and we meet at the Twilight Hawkers Market because we love it, and we go and we smell all the cuisines and walk around, check out the lines, and we always end up back at our Japanese pancakes because they're delicious.
So we do. I take enough for what I always go back to and enough to try something new.
Yes.
Right? Because, you know, I definitely have to try something different, but you're right, that comfort of always going for it. Because for me, the bao buns,
steamed bao bun, anything in a bao bun,
thank you very much. And you find the best one of them at these hawkers markets, but in particular this one. It kicks off from 4:30 in Forest Place, by the way.
Cool.
There's also the Fairlanes concert going on, same day as the hawkers market. So the Tone Smiths will be there. They'll be out in the piazza, the amphitheatre. It's across out the front of Fairlanes building in East Perth, and they're going to be playing some live music. So you could grab yourself some hawkers market food, get yourself nice and full, and make your way over there if you like.
Yeah, that's happening from 5 till 8.
Yep, and starting on Saturday at the Northbridge Piazza is the Aussie Movie Night. It's lovely. I haven't done it myself, but I've seen lots of people, you know, sitting there on that beautiful bit of grass and watching a couple of Aussie classics, Storm Boy and, of course, The Castle. Did I ever tell you guys that I went to the wrap party for the film The Castle?
Yeah, you did, mate.
Many times.
Yeah, we heard it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. The Big Aussie Barbecue will light up on Sunday, as well as the Sunset Sound. So the Big Aussie Barbecue pays homage to, of course, our favourite Australian pastime. And I don't know about you guys, but I know for me Australia Day wouldn't be Australia Day without the barbecue going. I know that sounds cliche, but it just makes it feel like we're celebrating Australia Day.
Well, how did we get the stereotype, Pete? How did we get it? It's because we were always on the Barbie.
On the Barbie.
Always.
Yeah.
A bit of Pete Corelli barbecue rub.
Also, you can check out Sunset Sounds. That's on Sunday the 23rd of Jan at J.H. Abrahams Reserve from 5 to 8pm. Another free thing in Crawley there. And it's multicultural performances, classic Aussie music. You can take along a picnic, or there's going to be some food trucks there as well. And there's children's activities because, you know, we can't forget we've got to keep them entertained every 6 seconds. So there's face painting and bubbles, storytelling game. So you can check that out on the Sunday the 23rd.
And just while you're on that, children's activities, by the way, that'll happen. If you want some more children's activities, all of those things will be available at the Claysbrook in concert on Tuesday the 25th of January, day before Australia Day. And, of course, Australia Day coming up, you guys. The Skyworks, the Birak concert. I mean, it's just one giant, amazing place to be, isn't it?
And the 37th year.
Jeez.
You know, it's got history, hasn't it?
Yeah, it
absolutely
does.
Absolutely. But you can check all of these things out because, you know, these are all the things that make us, you know, get out there in the city and the week leading up to it. And as you say, it's not just about the day and the Skyworks, even though we will be there putting on an incredible broadcast that is simultaneously.
That's the word.
I got confused there.
Yeah.
You know, kicking off with the crackers themselves.
That'll leave it for you, good cast. Shortcast, podcast. Hopefully the info is helpful to you, but enjoy yourself. Have a lot of fun, and we'll catch you for the Australia Day Skyworks, the official soundtrack, right here on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5 is proud to be a part of this year's City of Perth Australia Day Skyworks. And to make it a COVID-safe event, there's a few things to keep in mind. All people aged 16 and above will need to be double vaccinated to attend. Be ready to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a medical exemption. Use the WA Government Service WA app to check in, with QR codes located around the event and manual registers available. If you're unwell, stay home. At the event, practice physical distancing where possible. Wear a mask when you can't and use the hand sanitizer provided. For more details on Skyworks and COVID-19 safety, head to visitperth.com.au.